أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل قد أنجيناكم من عدوكم وواعدناكم جانب الطور الأيمن ونزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى فكلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ولا تطغوا فيه فيحل عليكم غضبي ومن يحلل عليه غضبي فقد هوى وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, yesterday we discussed that aspect in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very briefly here about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam going through the waters, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and the Bani Israel emancipation from the clutches of Fir'aun. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat speaks about another very great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the Bani Israel after they had been emancipated from Fir'aun and in many ways victorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now freed them from those clutches. They saw a community that was worshipping some idols, and they said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, make some gods for us also so that we can also worship these idols. And going forward, after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reprimanded them, they realized the very great need for some code of conduct, for some law from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some form of revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come down upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that aspect. Allah says, Ya Bani Israel, O Bani Israel, قَدْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوبِكُمْ. Certainly we had delivered you, we had emancipated you from your enemy. وَوَعَدْنَاكُمْ جَانِبَ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ. And we had appointed you or promised for you جَانِبَ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ, on the right hand side of Mount Tur. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the Torah and that code of conduct, that laws from Allah, the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was granted to the Bani Israel. And of course that is the greatest ni'mat, the greatest gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant any ummah, that ummah is given a code of conduct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. The next Allah says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a point in time had commanded them to enter a place, to enter a city. Most of the commentators say it was the area of Palestine, that they needed to go back to their homeland, they needed to be there at Baytul Maqdis, and they needed to be fulfilling that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by establishing the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat in that particular area. But then the Bani Israel, for many reasons, did not go forth. One was the Amalekite, who was a very powerful nation. The Bani Israel felt that they will not be able to face them and oppose them, and the result was that they broke the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could not see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had delivered them from the tyranny of Fir'aun, that same Allah had all the power, that Allah had all the force to have assisted them in whatever command Allah had granted them, and the result was they broke the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had detained him in what is termed as the Valley of Thi. Over there for 40 years they remain in a single place, in a single area, trying to get out of that area for this period of 40 days. But even it was a form of detention, it was a form of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even then, in that form of punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them very many ni'mats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one other ni'mat in the Quran, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ, that because it was extremely hot, the sun was beating on their heads, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had felt sorry for them. They made a plea to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them cloud cover, and that cloud cover followed them wherever they went, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still showed his mercy upon the Bani Israel. As far as the need for eating and drinking, that is a continuous need for insan and for man, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the other need, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى, and we send down upon you manna and salwa. Man, the ulama have stated, there's two different interpretations. One is a kind of dew that comes down onto the ground, or a kind of frost that is known as hoar frost, a frost flakes that come down onto the ground, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept the nourishment, and it was a very, very sweet nourishment in which they would be, the thirst will be quenched. Some say it was a form of a coriander that was white in color that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down at night, and that was also sweet for them, and they would eat it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the second ni'mat, and that is salwa. Salwa is quails, a kind of a bird that is very, very nourishing also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send them down at night. These birds would fly very low. They were able to catch it. They didn't need to hunt it. Allah had made it easy. And one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that whatever comes down, they will eat it and they will not store it for the next day. But again, they broke the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then punished them further in that it began to rot. And when it rot, the next day they were not able to eat it. And why should somebody hoard something for the next day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guaranteed the rosy and the sustenance for the next day? Allah speaks about this. Allah says, "Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum," eat from the pure things that we had sustained you. "Wala tadghaw fi," and do not exceed the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to it. "Fayahilla alaykum ghadabi," should you do that, should you exceed and transgress the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon you. وَمَنْ يَحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي فَقَدْ هَوَى, and whoever upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath descends, then that person will be discarded, that person will be thrown away. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ, certainly I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is ghaffar. Allah is ever forgiving for that person who makes tawbah. The person that turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. Wa amana, and then the person brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one was in a state of kufr, if one was not in the state of iman, in this particular case they had broke their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their tawakkul in Allah was broken, and now they need to reinstate that. But after bringing iman, wa amila salihan, they practice righteously. And for us being Muslims, we break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make good whatever transgressions we carried out, and we continue to follow the commandments of Allah, thumma ihtada, and then they remain steadfast in the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted. In other words, they follow the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the very important aspect. Break the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one will earn the wrath of Allah, but no sooner do we turn to Allah, we make tawbah, we seek forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And this is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the Bani Israel. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.